Hey, welcome to the Corey Jones Show. I am your host, Corey Jones. Remember, you can go to safetyman.co, Safety Man Consulting, for all your consulting needs to make sure that your business, your house of worship, your school, your family, your office, anything is safe. We do crisis management, active shooter, any kind of training you need to ensure that you, your team members, and your guests and clients can be safe. Now, I got a fellow that jumps on right now. His name is Daniel Tolson from the Tolson Institute, but wait. You know, here in New Jersey, where we're taping, it's 10:30 a.m. Over there in Taiwan, 11:35 p.m. So, this dedicated young man here, Daniel Tolson from the Tolson Institute, calling from Taiwan on Zoom. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the Corey Jones Show.
Corey, it's a pleasure to be here, and thanks for getting up nice and early to meet with me.
Hey, it's kind of a push for us, right? You're staying up late, I'm getting up early, had to forego the coffee time. So tell me about yourself, Daniel, and the Tolson Institute. I kind of want to get our viewers to find out, who is Daniel and how did he get this?
Well, I'm the son of a farmer and the son of a hairdresser. And when my parents got married, they moved out of the city and they moved to the country. And they lived on a farm. After being on the farm, they went broke and then they moved back to the city. Now, to be able to get back and re-establish themselves, they were both bus drivers. So there's my mum driving the big six-wheeler, and so is my dad. So I came from a family of entrepreneurs, and they were always wheeling and dealing. They were buying businesses, selling businesses, and building their own empires. So from a very young age, I was involved with family business. So as far as I can remember back, I was working. I've got photos of me concreting with my dad at age five. So I've always had a hands-on and a fingertip feel for business. So when I went to school, although school didn't reward me for my business acumen at that stage, I learned a lot of knowledge and skill. But my own personal attributes, which is my characters and my emotional intelligence, weren't getting rewarded at school. There was no boxes they could tick. So once I got out of school, I realized that entrepreneurialism was in my blood and I had to start to play to those strengths. So business from a very young age, and today I'm happily able to say I'm unemployable. I've got to work for myself.
We share that, although I'm still looking for work, so I'm very employable if anybody's watching. So Daniel, the Tolson Institute, so you got this business acumen, you realized, okay, if I'm gonna make this happen, I gotta do it myself. So the first thing you did, or the first thing you would teach somebody like me or a new client, talk about that.
Well, for the Tolson Institute, one of the biggest problems that we solve for our clients is that we believe a million business people wake up every single day and they're worried about where their next customer's coming from and if they're going to make enough money to survive. So to be able to reinvent themselves, there's really three things that they need. They need to be able to catapult their influence. They've got to be able to get their message out there, not just to a few people, to more people. They've also got to be able to accelerate their impact, meaning that goals over a long period of time are excellent, but you've still got to be able to hit those short-term KPIs. So people have to have that energy and motivation to do that. And then thirdly, they also need to be able to unleash those new income levels. And every business to be able to expand has to increase its sales and its revenues. So that's where I come in as a business coach, and I bring to them new ideas that don't necessarily come from the universities, but they come from practical years in business, coming in and showing them how to reinvent their business model. And every time we make these adjustments, they start to become more influential across their networks. They start to accelerate that impact. I've seen companies increase their incomes from $45 million to $100 million a year in just under 5 years with a couple of adjustments in their business model. And then once they get those new income levels, they can reinvest into their people, they can reinvest into their future. So that's where I come in with my customers.
I like what you said there, how, you know, you tied it all together at the end is reinvesting in their team members and in their clients also, which is going to almost be a self-perpetuating cycle. So that's one of the things, and I'll use myself as an example. That's kind of where I am right now, is in the process of attempting to do that. I have a lot of different skills that are kind of like buckets that I could put in front of different clients. So the struggle is, all right, I have 100 potential clients. My goal is to figure out exactly what it is they need. Can I do that? And then how to get that information in front of them and not bog them down with all the other things, right? So what I learned in 2022 is looking at the market, listening to, you know, what people are saying on the financial networks, is that hiring people can be a challenge right now. right? And I noticed one of your most recent articles, avoid a bad hire. Bad hires can cost 5 times their annual salary. Can you talk about that? It's really scary.
It's a huge problem in a business. What businesses fail to do is to have a talent pool. So when somebody leaves, they go into panic mode and they start to find somebody to replace the person who's just exited. So they don't have this pool of talent that they can just dip into at any time and replace a key player in their business. So because of hiring is so reactive, we tend to hire, but we have a lot of biases in the hiring process. So globally, what we know is that most recruiters, most business owners, have a 50-50 chance at hiring the right person. They say you may as well toss a coin and call heads or tails, and you'll have a 50-50 chance at getting the right person. So when it comes to job matching, it's a real science. And what people want today is they want to feel fulfilled in their job. Most of us are going to work about 2,000 hours per year. So every time we put our suits on, we pick up our bags and we go to work, we want to feel fulfilled. We want to feel that our work and what we're doing is an expression of ourselves. We want to feel that we're actually impacting the business and the people that we serve. So the skill today to build any business is to be a great recruiter. You've also got to be able to hire the right people, and then you've got to be able to keep them long term. Now, I was a co-leader of a team of 17,000 cabin crew at Emirates Airline. And Emirates Airline would hire people on a 3-year contract. However, the investment to get this person profitable, it took 2 years. So they brought somebody in on a 3-year contract. They would work for 2 years, and only at the end of the second year would that person become profitable for the company. So it was in the company's best interest to recruit the right people so they stayed long term, so they could get that return on investment. However, with a smaller business, if you make a hiring mistake, it costs 5 times their yearly salary. If you're paying somebody $100,000 and you get it wrong, then you've got to train them, you've got to replace them, you've got to have those interruptions to the workflow, that impact to the culture. And that's where the significant impact comes. So the job of the recruiter is to find the right person so they come along, they enjoy the work, and they want to stick around. And when you get it right, then the business starts to grow. You start to avoid these declines in the business, and you can keep on projecting upwards in that growth curve.
Yeah. So I'm sure watching the news, you see it as well. As law enforcement, my former career is kind of in that seat right now. For the last couple of years, there was not a lot of hiring going on. And in fact, some officers were actually leaving. And now a lot of those same agencies are almost, like you said, in panic mode, trying to hire officers. And with officers, it's the same thing. It's about 2 years before they are, obviously we're not looking for profits, but effectiveness, where they can be relied upon to perform a mission. And then, you know, that's a huge investment too. It's the same thing. So I would ask you for like tips. I'm gonna be selfish. I'm gonna ask you for tips for my law enforcement brothers and sisters that are out there recruiting, trying to get those good law enforcement officers in your town, in my town, your country, and in this country, and all around the world. What are some of the things that we need to do to put the message out to attract the right candidate? And then what am I looking for when I make that face-to-face or that Zoom interview? What am I looking for as a recruiter?
In the recruitment section, what we're going to start to do is we're going to start to hire for attitude and then teach knowledge and skill. Traditional hiring, we start to look at people's CVs. We have a look at their resumes. But unfortunately, 80% of the things that are on a resume are all lies. So we're going to get past that. We're going to get past the knowledge and skill. Traditional hiring says hire for knowledge and skill, but then you fire for attitude. So what you want is you want somebody who really wants to do this job. They've got a burning desire to work on this team. And you want people almost selling you on the reasons why they should have the job. That's the first important thing. If somebody doesn't really want that job, they shouldn't be on the team. That's the first thing. We also want to follow what's called a SWAN formula. We want to look for smart people, people who are intelligent, people who have ongoing education. We also want people who are hard workers, people who are willing to put in a bit of elbow grease into the job. We also want people who are ambitious, people who want to be the best, people who want to make this a great experience for the community and for the customer. And we also want people who are nice. And this is the critical factor, is you want to make sure the people that you're hiring, you would take home for Christmas dinner every single year. And if you follow that formula, you'll attract and keep the best people.
I'm going to steal that one from you, Daniel. The people that you're hiring are the same people that you would invite home for Christmas dinner every year. I absolutely love that. You know, as a verbal de-escalation coach with verbal judo, that's one of the things we say is, I can't fix the attitude of somebody who just has a bad attitude. I can give him or her all the knowledge and skills, but I can't change that attitude. So I like that. If you start out of the gate with somebody who has a nice personality and is agreeable and is desirable and wants to do the right thing, it's so much easier to mold them into the way your company wants to do business. Take their strong suits, merge them with the knowledge and skills based on what your mission is, and sell it that way and build your team that way. Does that kind of sound like I encapsulated what you're talking about, Daniel?
It's exactly the thing. We call it the best friend test. You've got to work beside this person every single day. When I was in the airline industry, if we had a fire at 40,000 feet, I want somebody as my backup who I know, who I like, and I trust, because at 40,000 feet, it's a long way to fall. Mm-hmm. So they've got to be nice, and you have to want them in your presence. That's the key to it. And think about it. These people are going to interact with your customers. I want my customers to come over for Christmas dinner, but my customers won't come over if they don't like my team members. So team selection is absolutely critical.
Yeah, indeed. It was one of the things that would keep me up at night, and that's one of the things that keeps you up tonight now as a business owner, is I don't have anybody to work for me yet. I'm still afraid to do that. What I'm also afraid to is we have to take a pause for a commercial, and we'll be right back with Daniel Tolson from the Tolson Institute. He's coming to you from Taiwan. It is 13 hours later there than it is here. So more power to him. Daniel Tolson from the Tolson Institute. We'll be right back on the Corey Jones Show.
Our new home. Lots of windows, great light.
But the birds. They're back.
Yes, I hear them.
Uh-oh. Why are these birds so angry?
At least Geico makes bundling our home and car insurance easy.
We save a lot.
I'm going. Ah!
Hurry.
I know.
For bundling made easy, go to geico.com.
Welcome. I'm Barry Lefkowitz. I'm your host on New Perspectives on RVN TV. I come to you each week with issues and topics that you will generally find in the news. And if you're looking to be able to get caught up and know what's going on, then New Perspectives is the show for you on RVN TV. Look forward to having you.
Your mom's got to go.
Oh, she's family.
Like daughter, like mother.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
She's using my Old Spice moisturizer with shea butter for impossibly smooth skin, and she's wearing my robe. Hmm. It's bad enough you use up all my body wash, and now her.
We're out. Nice robe.
Thanks, Mom. Thank you. You got good taste. That's your mama.
Hi, I'm Angelo Valletta, President and CEO of Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Northeast PA and host of Innovation Wins. Innovation Wins gives you a sneak peek at some of the most exciting, game-changing technological innovations being developed right now by Ben Franklin's brilliant and creative entrepreneurs that will not only inspire, but intrigue and inform you. So please join me for Innovation Wins on RVN TV on Saturdays and Sundays at 3 p.m. and Tuesdays at noon.
Thanks for sticking around. Welcome back to the Corey Jones Show. I'm Corey Jones. I'm here with Daniel Tolson from the Tolson Institute. He's with us here from Taiwan. And before the break, we were talking about business owners and some of the trepidation and fears that we may have when we're looking to recruit team members and some of the ways we want to guide that interview process. So Daniel, can you pick up what we're talking about from that, please?
Well, there's four big fears that get triggered off in the business owner in the hiring process. The first one is the fear of being taken advantage of. So they have these fears that if I actually employ somebody, they might come into my business and then take advantage of the situation. I was working with one business owner recently and I asked him if he trained his team. He said, why would I train the team? He said, if I train them, they'll learn all my trade secrets and then they'll start in competition against me. So it was that fear of being taken advantage of. The second big one that gets triggered off in business owners is the fear of judgment. All of a sudden, they have to open up the doors. Somebody walks into the business and gets to see the back of house. And they're so worried that people are going to judge them based on what's happening out the back of the business. So at these instances, a lot of people say, I'd rather have nobody here because I don't want to be judged. Thirdly, it's also the fear of losing their stability. If you're bringing somebody into your business and you've got to pay $100,000, you're going to have to make a lot of sales to start with to be able to fund that person's wages. So they fear losing their financial stability. And then fourthly, they have a fear of making a hiring mistake. And they know from history, from their careers, from starting their business and as they've grown it, that if they do make that hiring mistake, they're going to be penalized. So they're the four big fears that the business owner has to face in the hiring process.
Wow. Okay, yeah, you definitely hit them all. I've experienced them or seen companies experience them, even training some of my clients in how to keep their businesses safe. That's one of the things we talk about is hiring the right candidates, onboarding them properly to give them the basic training, then obviously with me, the safety training going forward. So everything you said, all four of those things can definitely be something that they need to be concerned about. All right, so those are the problems. How are we going to fix those, Daniel?
Well, the solution is having a very good hiring process. So when we're looking at candidates, what we want to do today is we want to start to assess people's levels of emotional intelligence. And there's five key areas of emotional intelligence. First of all is self-awareness. Self-awareness is understanding why you think and feel the way that you do. It's understanding your strengths and weaknesses. And in a job interview process, you should also be calibrating their levels of emotional intelligence. Ask them what their strengths are and listen, but also ask them what their weaknesses are. I was in a job interview. Somebody was applying for a job that was going to pay $200,000 a year. And the general manager said, what's your weakness? And the person looked at him, smiled and said, chocolate. As soon as the business owner heard that, he was turned off immediately, because he knew that this person didn't have emotional intelligence. He said, I want somebody with an accurate self-assessment, somebody who knows their strengths and their weaknesses. So that's the first part. Mm-hmm. The second part is self-regulation. This is the ability to manage your emotions. In business, you have to be flexible. You've got to be able to adapt. You've got to be able to adjust. You've got to be able to respond. But if you have an emotional hijack and those emotions take over, you almost become useless. Now, the reality is one negative emotion impacts performance for 4 hours. But if you experience two negative emotions in one day, that's 8 hours of lost productivity, which you can't get back. So you want people who can manage their emotions. Thirdly, you want people who are motivated. We want people who are motivated beyond just the dollar. In some of the latest research, they show that you could double somebody's income and they'll remain motivated for 60 minutes. After that, their level of motivation will return back to its normal levels. So we want people who are here for impact. They want to make a big difference in people's lives. The other area is empathy, and this is the fourth pillar of emotional intelligence. We want people who are empathetic, who can look across at the customer and understand their emotional makeup, what makes them tick. And then fifthly, we want people who are good communicators, people who can express themselves both logically and emotionally. We want people who can influence and persuade our customers and our teams. And we're going to keep our eyes out for these five characteristics in the hiring process.
That's excellent. You just gave a blueprint. So I hope our viewers are taking notes. So when they go to their next interview, because I know everybody's hiring because it says it on the front of every business, right? Everybody's hiring. You know, hire safetyman.co for your crisis management consulting. And I'll tell you my emotional intelligence. My weakness is I really like to sleep. So I don't like to do anything before 10 a.m. But I will. So Daniel, I wanted to get some takeaways. I'm really going to ask you because I got a resource here, so I'm going to continue to tap you for as much as I can. You know, I want to get a couple success stories. Like you talked to me about the airlines that you work for and that success story. You have another success story where somebody didn't think that they were going to be able to be effective, maybe hiring, and then you coached them, and then you got word back in 6 months or a year that based on this process, it was effective for my company.
There's one company that I'm doing a project with at the moment. And in their business, a bad hire costs $1 million. So over the past week, I've been working with the director of the business and we've avoided 5 bad hires. So essentially a company that had a 50-50 chance at getting the right person now has eliminated their risk of a bad hire by up to 93%. So this week alone, we've helped them avoid 5 bad hires, which will essentially save them $5 million in the business. So working with them intimately, it's a big win because it impacts the entire organization. This company employs 500 people. So if they get one wrong person, it's going to impact the lives of 300 other people. Now, they used to do it all themselves, but now they're relying on science and technology to reduce that risk. So that's a wonderful case study. But on the other side, I've got a young woman in Malaysia at the moment. Right in the middle of the pandemic, she lost her confidence because of what was happening in the marketplace. She started to doubt herself, second guess herself. She lost the confidence in her product. However, I showed her how to improve her emotional intelligence. And within 6 months, she got that confidence back. She had that self-esteem. She had that self-worth. She had that courage. And then she had a big turnaround and she made 138 million ringgits worth of new sales for her business. That's around about 35 to 40 million US dollars in 6 months in the middle of the pandemic.
Well, I would definitely call that a success story, Daniel. That's definitely a success story. You know, a tenth of that would make a lot of people's lives happy. So obviously your tools and techniques work. We want to pay attention to those knowledge, skills, and abilities. But that attitude is definitely most important out of the gate. And the good thing is, that's usually the first thing we really get to interact with. And you would probably tell people to trust your gut on that, right? Trust your instincts, have a plan, and know what you're looking for. So as we're about ready to wrap up, I wanted to get a couple action steps. You know, I'm going to tap you for everything. So action step for a business owner, and then maybe an action step for somebody who's in the market to get hired. How can I prepare myself, my resume, my interview skills? You know, an action step for that too, Daniel.
The two qualities of all successful people is that they're goal-oriented and they're action-oriented. So if you're a business owner, especially going through the pandemic, you've got to have a long-term goal. You've got to have something to aim for. And goals are all about your future. And if you set a nice goal for the future, then what happens is you intend to have a nice life. And then you want to wake up in the morning. You want to take action. You can be more emotionally intelligent because you're willing to weather the storm and that resiliency starts to come in. So you've got to be goal-oriented. The second thing is to be action-oriented. And it's nice to have plans. It's nice to have strategies. But if we don't take action on them, nothing happens. Now, successful people just take small steps towards their goals every single day. And successful people say, inch by inch, it's a cinch. By the yard, it's hard. So whether you're a business owner looking to grow or you're somebody who wants a better career, get clarity on your goals because future intent determines present action. And then secondly, take action towards those goals on a daily basis.
That pretty much wraps up. That's almost small enough I could put on my license plate cover on that one. I like that one. I definitely like that one, Danny. So have a plan, short-term attainable goals, right? And then immediately start taking action to fulfill those goals. I definitely like that. All right, so you're with the Tolson Institute. So tell us a little bit about the Tolson Institute, how people can get a hold of you, and how people can reach out to get this top-notch assistance.
The Tolson Institute, best place to find me, go to my website, danieltolson.com. And on my website, you'll find my contact details there. At the Tolson Institute, we have coaches working with us here in Taiwan. We have coaches in Malaysia, and we also have coaches in the United Kingdom. And we've created a coaching community. So as the head coach, I bring in my assistant coaches to make sure that our clients can accelerate their impact and unleash those new income levels. So come and visit us at danieltolson.com.
DanielTolson.com. I wish we had more than a half hour to do this. I'm definitely going to put in some of your action steps, and I'm going to see if I can reach back out to you. Maybe we can do this again in 6 months, and maybe I can be one of your success stories, you know, just based on my free consultation I just got just now from the Tolson Institute. So thanks again, Daniel. Stay safe down there. Go get some sleep. Everybody else watching, safetyman.co. all your crisis management and safety training needs. And thank you for watching The Corey Jones Show here on RVN Television. And come back next week. Stay safe.